Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 8th of Shawwal, and our topic is eating sweets. My dear brothers and sisters, most people probably don't know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love eating sweets. Aisha radiallahu anha said, "كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب الحلوى والعسل." Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to like sweets and honey. And this report is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, in general, sweets or desserts bring one joy, and scientific studies have shown that sweets or desserts can improve your mood and reduce depression. It is nice to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that when we have something sweet, we are in fact following the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should also feel good when we give sweets or desserts to others on visits. How great it is, my dear brothers and sisters, to belong to a religion that is in harmony with our innate nature to this degree, and to be rewarded for doing something we love and desire, such as eating sweets or desserts or honey, simply because we are following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, we must keep in mind that this all has to be kept within moderation, and a person should not reach the level where by eating these desserts or sweets or drinking these types of drinks may in fact harm the individual. And we see today the problem of obesity, which is directly linked to overeating and overconsumption of desserts and sweets and the likes. We ask Allah to guide us and protect us. So the Islamic path is the moderate path. We must not overdo it, my dear brothers and sisters. We must stay balanced even when eating and drinking. For verily in the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is moderation for us, which we must adopt in all parts of our life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.